Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing factionalism in ZANU-PF.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
No, preparations are going on well. We are happy with the preparations that have been done. I think the contract will succeed to come out with some positive results. Look, this is just propaganda. Some journalist who is overzealous, who want to show that the party is not organized.
Matisha ari mubato reZANU-PF ari kukonzerwa nemabhoka ari kurwisana kuti vave vanozotora matimba kana vamugabe vachinge vaenda. Izvi zvinotiratidza kuti vamugabe ndivo vakanyanya kukonzera kuti paite nemakakatano akadai so, nekuti havana kunge vakaita yatingati kuguruma munhu achazotora chigaro chavo kana ivo vachinge vasiya matimba.
Hai kune zvito zvinezvinezvi hazozvikurizhesi zvitodapa kozvaukukona ikutikona kungava havanye vantu avangena kumuhlangano kuti vambulane from within kuenzakala loku.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged factionalism in ZANU-PF.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rukare Kumbo and Women's League boss Opam Chinguri are trading pubs ahead of the Women's Conference, which kicks off in Harare on Thursday. The conference is likely to see the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, taking over from Muchinguri as the Women's League boss.
But ZANU-PF is saying divisions in the party will end once the elective December Congress is over.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Those that are connected to the internet, you can watch your screens. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
Ongo mfowethu, tinoda kuti nhasi tinge tichitarisa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muZANU-PF, apo pari kuitwa conference mangwana yemadzimai iri kutarisirwa kuti ichavhurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, vanovazve mutungamiri webato reZANU-PF, vachitaura nevatori venhau. Mukuru wesangano remadzimai reWomen's League, amai Opam Chinguri, vakati ivo mubato munenge mapindwa napongwe, pane vamwe vari kupamba vanhu kana kuti kuva abductor, kuvatyisidzira kuti vange vachivavhotera, vamwe vachitenga mavhoti. Uye pakuvhurawo musangano wevechidiki weyouth conference, mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakataurawo nyaya imwe chete iyoyi, kuti pane vamwe vakupedza nguva yakawanda vachirwisana, kwete kuti vange vachibatsira bato kuti rienderere mberi. Pane kunetsana-netsana pakati pedzimwe nhengo dzebato iroiri, asi vamwe mubato vari kuti aiwa ndo zvinoitika mumapato ose kana pachinge poitwa sarudzo, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachirwira zvigaro. Asi panopera sarudzo vanenge voita mukombera pamwe chuma chomuzukuru. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizvule kakhulu lapa ukumbo ikulume sita akuhlupayo kuti kulavanye phela. Asi besebenzisa la manyuspaper kumbe sita maphephandaba ukuti bayikhuluma khona ngala bakufunayo, nxa sokubuya ngapha kubandla kube sokusiba ngazani sokuyinkalakata yenkinga. Sizwile njalo ke Blessing ukuthi Opam Chinguri uthi kulabanye sebebanjwa sibili ngenkani, umuntu afakwe emoteni bechaye phansi laye bamenze babangezayo khonokho ukwenza ukuthi umuntu angaendisi ukuyavota phela. Ngaba ngakubamba bekuthi cha kwampana ungayi Harare no vote. So ke iparty ithi khona kumele kukhangelwe khonokho. Sikhulume like ugumbo wathi akulunganga lokhu kwenzakalayo, kodwa kwenziwa ngokuthi abantu balwelani is kundla. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabe ukuthi bathini ke please.
Indeed, and I think we have our first guest tonight. Our first guest is Mr. Nick Mangwana, is the chairperson for ZANU-PF in the UK or in Britain. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
I think we're also joined by Mr. Bekazela Matuma, who is an independent political analyst based in Gwanda. Mr. Matuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Good evening, Gibbs, and bless you and the other guests in the UK.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuma.
Good evening, Mr. Matuma. Is that right?
Matuma.
Matuma. Sorry, I apologize. Yes. Mr. Matuma, hi.
So, Blessing, you said I should start. So, yeah, okay, let them speak.
Yeah, it's warm. It's quite warm, yeah. How is the bubble? Great.
No, we're fine. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, gentlemen. I think you have actually warmed up. Now the issue is on ZANU-PF. We'll start with you, Mr. Mangwana. It seems as if this factionalism is getting worse. Do you think so?
Not really. I don't think anything has gone too bad in the sense that there's always contestations in an organization, and especially an organization with its own internal democratic processes. So makakatano ashaiki, there will always be contestations, and this is exactly what's happening.
Mr. Matuma, your take on what is happening in ZANU-PF?
Thank you, Blessing. You know, I don't know why people always wanted to call a cousin of a shovel or try to make a state look like something very good. Let's call things as they are. Mm-hmm. As the Mangwana is saying, they are going for elections, it automatically means that there are people with preferences over other people. Mm-hmm. And the moment you have that a scenario where you have someone opting to run behind someone against someone, that means that there is a certain faction taking someone and another faction taking someone. The reality is, no matter how much they try to deny it, there is factionalism in Zanu-PF. They cannot run away from that. Because it is apparent. There are people that are backing in Njuru, there are people that are backing in Mnangagwa. And there are people that are also coming into the fray to come in, dilute the two factions, creating maybe a third and a fourth faction. Factionalism is where they cannot deny it and they have no reason to deny it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuma. Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke nomnumzana u desire osecingweni baba desire ngatshona njani?
Kaphela
njani? Asiphile nomnumzana kunjani kulapho khona kulapho?
Hayi, ku-right kakhulu, ngilaye khona.
Yeah, usukhona phakathi kohlelo, ungathini kodwa balona?
I think indaba ezijabulisa kakhulu. Uma ubona iqembu elifana neZANU-PF liba nokulwisana ngaphakathi, angazi loba bathi uMangwana okhuluma ngokuthi organization kuthiwa ene-democracy vele yothola into enjalo. iZANU-PF yake yaba ne-democracy ne. Ingaba ne-democracy while ihluleka ukuthi kube ne-democracy eZimbabwe, kunini yabusa ngodlakela nayo yonke leyo nto. So lolu dlakela solubonakala ngakhona ngaphakathi ekhaya manje, sebedlana bodwa. Kuya kube njalo.
Yeah. So kodwa
kube njalo ke amagundwana angashoda into yokudla agcine edlana wodwa. So into akade bevele bephila ngayo leyo. So vele mase kukhontestwana kubo kuzobonakala lokuxabana nokubulalana nokushayana. Ngoba ngithi since yaba iZANU-PF iyazi ilida eyi-one kuphela, and then how can you say the organization enjalo it's a democratic organization. In which way? I don't understand what is democracy. Or uMangwana mhlawumbe mina bengicabanga ukuthi umuntu ofundile uyazi ukuthi what is a democracy. Manje uma izokhuluma ukuthi iZANU-PF ine-democracy kuyinhlekiso enkulu kakhulu lo.
Akumbuze ngiyakunika umzuzu. Akumbuze kwalapha.
Baba uMangwana.
Umbuze ngesilungu.
How are you, Mr. Mangwana?
Sir?
Mr. Mangwana, how are you, sir?
Yes, I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Really, when you talk the truth, do you think ZANU-PF has got democracy?
Yes, ZANU-PF has got a very good and robust internal democracy system.
I don't think so, Baba. How come Mugabe was, since he's been a leader, he was never challenged by any other leader? Do you think there's no other leaders in ZANU-PF? It's only one man since for more than 30 years. It's only one man in the country within ZANU-PF. It's what you want to tell me.
Right. You have asked the question, right? Let me try to answer. Okay. Your assertion is actually very, very much on point. He hasn't been challenged, but he has stopped anybody from challenging. In December, every 5 years, without fail, ZANU-PF holds an elective congress. Anybody could be nominated. Anybody could be seconded. Can I finish?
Anybody could be nominated for congress. That's not an elective because Mugabe. No one will challenge Mugabe. And he's very old. If there's a democracy within ZANU-PF, you should raise other leaders because he's very old. What's the reason? Even now, we are going to Congress.
Let him answer you.
ZANU-PF, whenever we hold primary elections, this is the only party, I think, probably even in Africa, the only party where a member of the Political Bureau can be contested by a person in the cell, and they can lose the election, and the person in the cell can be go on to be an MP, and the person in the Political Bureau can have no position whatsoever. So it's the only party where the whole vertical structure will come together and be at par, and you contest one another. The fact that when you have an election and somebody gets a unanimous vote and is not contested, that does not mean that there is no... there's no robust democratic system. It only means that probably people realize that I wouldn't win this election, so they don't bother to do it. Okay. Or probably also support that person. But there is an elective process that takes place every 5 years. And I think we cannot just assume without any fact. If you can come forward with somebody who tried to contest the election when I was told, come back, then we can say, okay, there is an example. But the fact that people have acceded or we have acquiesced to having one leader from 1977 does not mean they do not have an internal system, internal democratic system.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mangwana, for answering him. And Baba Tizaya, lalela ke kathesa umsakazweni. Yeah, lalela. Sibongile mfowethu.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. Interesting.
Let's read some messages that we are getting on WhatsApp. Gibbs, one of our listeners complained that we are taking time to read the messages. Mm-hmm. We should try to read all WhatsApp messages in the first half of the show. I think we will try to do it, but sometimes there are too many, so we have to divide them. Mm-hmm. We have Nigel who says ZANU-PF is a building with cracks and it's about to collapse. It may appear strong, but it will collapse and won't rise again. Then we have Magwizi who says factionalism within the Revolutionary Party doesn't appear to be because of disunity. It's a result of rotating leaders in influential positions, thereby blocking opportunities for aspirants vying for the same positions. Naturally, there is no person who assumes political power only to relinquish it to another. If the party constitution allowed for an open system to allow all aspirants to have a go at positions of their choice, factionalism would disappear. Then we have Charles who says, if you ask Mr. Rugare Gumbo, he would actually tell you that in ZANU-PF there is no factionalism. The party is becoming very strong. And then Tonga, he says, they are afraid to lose since their winning of the previous elections was due to rigging. Arnold says ZANU-PF is in a fix with its issue of factions. I'm particularly happy about that because the people in ZANU-PF used to scoff at factions in the MDCT. Mm-hmm. Carrington says the factionalism in ZANU-PF needs someone who has the guts and is able to wear big boots. So when whoever is elected to lead the party has the task of trying to bring together the warring factions. I don't see the First Lady being able to do this. Fedson says Mai Mugabe is being tipped for the powerful post so that she may donate fully. Ed Moore says, I think the main problem is that Mr. Mugabe is now aging and has already lost the control of the party like before, thereby allowing the jostling of power by mainly the two factions. Tinenge tine
Mutereri
Vamutaparambe Makabata Chimboti verenge shoma.
Yeah, Facebook, what yes. You have on Facebook. On Facebook, I'll just read about two or so messages. Mm-hmm. We've got Freedom who writes, why do these people fight for these small positions instead of being leaders of ZANU-PF? And then we've got Stop on Buffalo Togoli who writes, the commotion in ZANU-PF is good for us, the suffering and opposition political parties. And then we've got Paul Chuma who writes, let them fight. It's their time to do so. But one by one, they will fall.
Tine mwe mtereri parunare. Vamutape. Nare yao inenge isiri kushanda zvakanaka. Maybe let's bring in Mr. Maduma. Mr. Mangwana is saying ZANU-PF is really democratic and no one has ever been blocked from challenging Mr. Mugabe.
Well, I heard him say so, but you know, there's one thing that he misses there. Democracy is not an event. Democracy is not calling for election. Democracy is in the process to the election. The mere fact that ZANU-PF goes for Congress and calls for elections does not mean we must disregard all the other things they do before elections. Exactly what the other caller said, that what is now happening in their party is exactly what they do when it comes to national elections. So when we say there is no democracy in Zimbabwe, we are talking about the very same things that they do prior to the national election. Now these things are coming apparent within themselves. The vote buying, the fighting, it should not be that they have always denied the violence, the rigging, all those things. We have always been saying them. And they have been saying, you know, people are mad. But now it is some of them that are saying it. And if you already tell your story, we cannot say they are democrats. Democracy is not just calling for elections. We are saying it's the process to those elections. And this factionalism within the ANPF, it's really a result of them retaining and recycling the same leadership over all the years. Until these people have gone so old, the younger ones that should have inherited those positions by now want to be there. The others that were behind these old people want to be there. There is about four generations of leaders in ZANU-PF all waiting to take positions that have been held by the first group of leaders. So over the years, their failure to renew their leadership is what is giving them all these problems. If they've been more careful, recycled leadership periodically, changed leadership periodically, they could have survived this. Now they are victims of their own systems, the systems that we have been crying about for years. Now they are coming back to haunt them. There is no democracy in ZANU-PF. Here it is. Everybody can see it now. And we are telling them, this is what we have been telling you, this is what we have been doing to the country. So you will say, yes, the leader is going to choose some president if you will explain that to Blessing.
Yeah, now it is Nazamu explainer. You want to go to our tie. When somebody says it's cool, it's just some kwezeli, which means that the firewood that you've been trying to, you know, push through into the fireplace is actually bent you, you know.
That's not too kunjuka yojikam gwandi.
Yeah, for it.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged factionalism in ZANU-PF ahead of the Women's Conference, which begins in Harare tomorrow, and also ahead of the elective Congress in December. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Nick Mangwana, he is the ZANU-PF chairperson, UK province, and we also have Mr. Bekezela Maduma, an independent political analyst. And your host, as usual, yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And
Capes Dube. Regatende ku Terry Gibbs. Tina vamutape, vanzi vadzoka parunari. Vamutape, Magadi.
Tiripo, Magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo, mungotamba here ku South Africa.
Tirinane, kuti zvevo kwenyu.
Aiwa, tirinane, zvedu. Muri kuona sei, nyaya iri kuitika muzanu PF.
Tinota wana vamangwana izvi. Ndo manyepo ari pachena. Ekuti ndipo mune democracy. hamuna kana demokrasi because zvinhu vari kurwira zvigaro kavakawanda maemujuru navamunangagwa kuti vachallenje mudhara chaichaika havakwanisi kuti nindamira kuti ndihandirikine nditorewo masimba kune musharukwa vanongomira kuti pamwe kana akazoti haachadi kana kuti angofawo zvake zvekuti dai makamira demokrasi vamugari wamunhu mukuru it 90 years is not a joke because tikatarisa kuti vana vamangwana tikatarisa maybe vari pasi rarina president vatori muzukuru maybe wechi3
ehe asi ka vari kuti vamangwana kana vanhu vachidawo vamugabe hamungati muzanu pf hamuna demokrasi kana vane muzanu pf vachiri kuvada pane chakaipa here
handiti zviri kuratidza kwachina izvi kuti vanhu vari pato vemafaction ekunhangirikina vanhu vari kutadza kuzwisana kuti rai tinofanira kuzotora chigaro ndiani ndinokutotadza kwacho ikoko because kuneekuuaine demokrasi ka vanhu ivezvi vaifanira vakatokanda nhangirini zvavo kuti inini ndoda kukwikwidza ndoda kukwikwidza but havakwanisi kuzviita izvozvo because ukatoti waoda kukwikwidza utoti vapanduka isi saka demokrasi hamutongorina zvachose because vanongozi vamugabe chete ndiwe chete 89 years wamunhu mukuru zvisingatombobvirio vaifanira vakamuzorodza pa8 years chaipo chaipo 89 years mukatarisa ivo vana vamangwana kana baba vachiri vapenyu vakavatarisa ka by the age of 85 years kana kuti 70 years ka vato munhu mukuru chaio chaio but vamugabe mutungamiri wenyika unozi varandi vari pachigaro 89 years hazvikwanisiri kuitika izvozvo kune vanhu vakawanda sereke vava vachina masa ivo vana vamunangagwa vachiri neropa richiri kunzwa but vanotadza kuti vaende pachigaro ipapo because vanenge chitya
aiwa mwashumwa mutape tinotenda zvikuru
neni mashumawo
tinotenda regai tiende kuna dred mumwe muteereri wedu dred makadii
ndiri raiti tereki pasvaona munongwara here mudai
aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu muri kuona sei mapishapisha ari kuitika muzanu pf
mapishapisha aivaoini semunhu wezanu pf ukandoona sokuti akanaka tere kunyanya kuna vamangwana but ndoona sokutoteka pamunowanzotaura pamusoro pokuuraya kodzero dzavanhu payaka handifungi kuti chirei mutungamiri wenyika anozvizivai nekuti kuchingwizi pane zviri kuitika because wamunhu mukuru mudhara wedu munhu mukuru zvikuru sachero vamangwana anozviziva noti kana tichaura pamusoro pekuti kodzero dzavanhu dziri kuurawa dzava mugabe dzekutourawa because kana munhu mukuru akada sezvii achiramba achingonzi ashande kuurayigwa kodzero dzomudhara wedu zvote vanga vari baba vangu deitogwa nevanhu saka chandoona chinofanira kuitika muka mapishapisha wokuti vana munangagwa rina mujura waka ini semunhu ari kuzvishava ndinoona sokuti zvakatonaka nokuti kana munangagwa akatoita purezidendi da kunotinga izigwa votara kana kudovakidwa zvimwe zvinhu zvine musoro nokuti kada kutozviramba ka tokunopedza ta kutogara mumakomo chaimo nokuti nzara yatikutambura naisi pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvatinoshuva saka tinoda kutokweveravo kwedu kutoti ngavatoramba vachitogwisana vabude pachena kwete kuhwari vakumwa vakumwa kuti vamujuru namunangagwa vanodai vanodai ngavatobuda pachena kavatokwanisa kutogwa zvibhakira ngavatowarohwaure pasi isuwo kuzvava nokuti atingatofara nokuti tatambura nenhamo vedu we saka hai tene kana vamangwana pane unokwanisa kuvabvunza ka vambovabvunza kuti vamugabe vanozviziva here kuti vanhu vakufa nenzara kuchingwizi kuti kuvakira dhamu hove vanhu vachifa nenzara vachitambura motora zvemari iya yavapuwa nevanhu vanoda kubetsera kuti vatamiswe vaende kumwe motora mari yamodya kuti saka munoti ivo vararemese vanhu ivavo nokuda kwedhamu pete kunoputsa dhamu iroro vanhu vadzokere kumisha yavo
though hapo panyaya yekuti mari yakadyiwa dred ichiri nyaya inenge ichida kuongororwa tetisingadi kutiti ninge akadya mari umbo husati wanyatsokwana
asi mukaonapo topfunga hera utsika pane patori nemoto iyo inyaya yamujuru namunangagwa ikuyi vanodai vanodai ini handa kudzai ndiri umwe munhu wezanupevu handitozvizivi ndechingozvihwira panyuzipepa kana kuhwa mutv kana muradio zaizvezvi saka makunga kunga iva vanogona kupedzera ngotsakatika kuchingonza hazveshua aivawo yava speculation zvaiva zvakazodai zvakazodai asi mamuzvoni zvakanaka kuti dhamu ngariputiwe haro vanhu vagare kumisha yavo nokuti mapurazi izvezvi mukatarisa vamwe vanhu vatinotoziva nemazita vane mapurazi kana kwaroy ane purazi kwagutu ane purazi kwakugweru ane purazi kuwai kungotadza kungotorawo purazi riya rose moganhurira vanhu vanopuvanodhimingi rebhora giraundi rebhora vanhu vachitambura saka ndozvandiri kuti mapishapisha anotoitwa namunangagwa namujurawa ngavandorovana zvibhakira mwaro Isikilwa na ucha uviri wano kutita kanguwa kanezi wanagandiwa waka wana kuna kastama MP wakitikuwa echa kupaye mamai netiko kupaye zikayo tiko kupaye kana guri zara waka tipa kupaye pesa papana chaka chaka chini 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 chibuda wano gawapeno gawado kwa zipakere kule temao speculation is as it batiris
saka emuruguti girai wabla kagwa
andina mnado tigirai nungo tichero sasaita sinoto kuhuda ando sinoto diwa nukukurumita baba kuzipakere tinoona watu roko ando tumunanga kwa gati uya kiti president soto rinani nukuti ndo kwedu anda kubende kusawani ndo kwedu weko
ayo watinotenda
kongeto kwa simba kichututiri kuno
ayo watinotenda shukuru dredi nekupinda mchirongwa chedu
ok mda
So Dredd is saying there's nothing wrong about this issue of factionalism. He says he hails from Rishavane, and he hopes that maybe if Mr. Mnangagwa becomes the next president, he would develop his area, because he's saying that, you know, things are not okay. And he's also saying that he's worried that some things that might be happening, the corruption and all, Mr. Mugabe might not be aware of what is actually happening. There are some members of the party who might be misleading him.
Mr. Mangwana, I believe that you heard almost everything that the last caller was saying, and the translation that was made by Blessing. Can you react to some of these kind of remarks?
I'll quickly respond. The issue of Chingwizi, I think it's a tragic situation. Resources should be gathered, really, and people should mobilize resources to help them. That the president is not away would not be really correct, because there's a cabinet committee which was headed by Dr. Chombo. And there's no way a cabinet committee can be set without the president's say-so, because the cabinet committee is set by in the cabinet, and which is chaired by the president. And there's also an issue of a big ministerial committee that went there as well, which is part of that cabinet committee, and they wouldn't go there without the president say so. And the vice president herself, Maim Juru, went to Chingwizi. Yes, things could be done a bit different. We agree that the people are in a deplorable state. I think that's given. Let's park it aside. The issue of his trust on the whole so-called succession issue, I won't call it factionalism, I'll call it succession. Because obviously all these people that are said to want to throw their heads in the ring and contest, they just want to succeed the president when he retires or when the election comes. So the issue of the succession issue, I don't think it should be a tribal issue as well. I think it should just be a question of merit. So whether one comes from Mashingo, Midlands, where Mr. Mnangagwa comes from, or whether one comes from Mashonaland Center, or where Maimjuru comes from, or Mashonaland East, where she's married, that shouldn't be an issue. The issue should be what's good for Zimbabwe. That is when the moment comes to contest. Regarding whether ZANU-PF rigs elections or not, come on, gentlemen, we know that since the last election, ZANU-PF has won every primary election that has been held. And it shows whether Comrade Mugabe or President Mugabe is 90 or so, or whatever, ZANU-PF rallies together when the moment comes to rally together and win an election. And after that, we come back, we sort ourselves as a family. So whatever is happening is an evening out as a family. Definitely, when you hold an election, I think it was the analyst comrade here on the panel, I have to apologize because I didn't write the name down.
Maduma.
Maduma, yes. Mr. Maduma. I think Mr. Maduma said the very thing. The moment you have two people contesting, you may want to call it faction, you may want to call it something else, but definitely there are people that are going to rally around each one of those people. If that process is prolonged,
Mr. Mangwana, please stay on the line, and also Mr. Maduma will just take a brief break and will be back in a bit. But we also have Mr. Gumbo. Please stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.